We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with our guest from Pottawatomie County today. Real quick announcement here. Just got this in our email. The monthly mobile food pantry at the Ogden Community Center, scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning, that's been canceled today because of cold weather and road conditions. And I think we got a call in earlier saying that American Legion Bingo is canceled as well today. So take care out there if you have to drive. I don't know what the roads were like coming in here, Stephen. Were they icy?
They weren't bad for me, although I'm in a giant truck now, so I might not be the best person to ask.
Okay, fair
enough.
Usually
I drive a four-door sedan, and that would have been a better option. But
all right. Well, I know coming in this morning on Marlette, it wasn't too bad, but there were some slick spots out there. So just be careful if you have to travel out there. This morning, we've got Stephen Metzger here, county planner from Pottawatomie County, and Commissioner Dee McKee joining us here via Zoom this morning. We're talking about things going on here in the county, including the Green Valley area, which continues to be under construction. We talked about the bridge here a little bit ago, one of the callers did, and I thought it was interesting. The county, was it last week, Dee, that you guys submitted for some possible funding here to support that project? I know it kind of always feels like it's a reach at the moment, but looking long term, I know this is a major passion of yours.
Well, it's 75% of the people out here when we did our evaluation of this region and what the local people wanted, 75% of them said they'd want that responded. Said they wanted the bridge and they were willing to pay for it, and so it has been submitted to the state as one option, a toll bridge that would collect money for driving over if they would give us the equipment they use on the turnpike. We tried to be creative to answer that question, but it becomes the submission that I talked about earlier is probably the same one that we agreed to last week to get the advanced preliminary engineering, because we must decide where a right-of-way will go, and then when builders come, they will donate the right-of-way. Otherwise, we have to buy it back. When, you know, down the line, I saw that in West Wichita when I was director of Heart Spring in that community as principal, that and I used to know the KDOT guys from out there, and they would talk about how difficult it was to have houses built where they thought the main route would go. And they were talking a major four lane. But in order to get it in position, it needs to be defined and put into the scope. And then the conditions of how to do it can be determined. It could be bonded and in place. The federal match building the infrastructure makes it an opportunity, so that's the reason we're pushing right now to try and get at least the shovel ready. That's what's always been the preface to federal money coming down, and that's what comes in this particular grant, is preparation for economic development, growth, and safety.
Well, I know that applying for these base grants, and you got to have it in by what, the end of the month here, it looks like, and the hurdle to always climb, it seems like, is getting folks on the other side of the river on board. And I know Riley County has not historically been interested here, but you know, a lot of folks work in Riley County and live in Pottawatomie County. Isn't that enough potentially to make your argument there?
Yes, well, you write, I'd like you to write a letter in support of what you're saying. Having the school over here is logical. There's a chance of economic development and growth over here with the ground we have that does not exist. And that was part of the annexation or the discussion about coming over here. The reality is that this is probably where, along the 24 corridor, by our planning, long range in the county, that's where growth should occur. And it's in our plan. And there is ground there. It doesn't always have the utilities. And those are the things that might come into some of that funding that's sitting out there, drainage and other things. So it will always be a constant discussion about how to make it go. I was very proud of, and I'm going to say this on behalf of the township officers that came into that annexation meeting, but they gave good reasons why this area does not necessarily want to be part of Manhattan. And the province, the biggest jolt, the whole study is sitting here right in front of me, and it's 124 pages. So you know that they had a lot of discussion with a company out of Bethesda, Maryland. But it, in the first study, it said probably mill levy would go up 50 mills for everybody out here to be part of Manhattan to pay for all of the things that the city's doing. And that's pretty good disincentive. They will probably look at island annexing like they did at the Heritage Square. The biggest discussion I need, and I said it that night, is we need to be collaborative. Even if they need a fire station for a growth industry, we still have Blue Township Fire with two fire stations on this side and very good service providers. A lot of them are in the military, to talk together and find out how we actually have ground assigned for a new fire station. How can we do these things together? But if Manhattan comes in, we still have to service to the east side of Tuttle Creek Dam, all those houses that are up on the hill by the marina. So it doesn't just eliminate things. It could increase costs even more if we do not look at it and say, what can be saved? What can be changed? How could we do intergovernmental agreements to do these things? And some of the people out here don't want to have happen. So it will be a continuing discussion. It has been for my 6 years, 7 years of commissioning.
Well, and it's interesting because as that area grows, more and more people are going to move in there from who aren't native to Pottawatomie County potentially. And as that happens, do you think the politics shift and folks maybe are more open to the possibility, maybe in 2-3 years, to annexation or something else?
Let me just say that under the revenue neutral laws of the state of Kansas, even if you annexed it, you could not probably give that increase of taxes without the people voting them it on themselves, and I doubt kind of that they would do that. So, I mean, those are questions to be studied if it happens to come there. I brought that up at the meeting, that you can't use the growth of valuation because of the state issue without an election. And the election would be an interesting process depending on who got to vote. So these things are conversations. It'll be on the front page from time to time. The other thing about Riley County dropping out of regional planning and so on, there was an editorial in the Mercury about that, penny wise and pound foolish. There are probably more benefits in support of Fort Riley, and that's what the Flint Hills Regional Council really has been, the BRAC, the base retention cheerleaders for this whole region, so that people in military and so on had what they needed, safety, security. The BRAC people have put in at least $200,000 over here wanting that particular bridge and a second access to the fort within 1 hour. And we're finishing another study from them probably this month. And if it's done in time, that will be submitted for that bridge as well. It isn't just about Northern Riley County, though I get calls from Randolph saying, why don't you get that bridge in so we can go over to the sale barn, or we can go to the co-op and we don't have to go down through the food court area, you know, where everybody's buying food and stuff. And you don't need them down there if we design it right. So it has validity.
Sure. Well, and I know that whole, not just Blue Township area, but areas east of there, we're seeing the need for more paved roads out there as that area continues to grow out towards St. George and even toward Wamego. Will we be seeing some more paving of roads here in those vicinities at some point this spring?
We have some roads on our plans as well as bridge replacement. We have over 200 bridges in our county. We're quite a bit more challenged. But because of two rivers on two sides and the Vermilion River through the middle of our county, we have probably more rivers than any other county around. But yes, we will continue to talk.
I think we got disconnected there from D here. Oh, you're muted, D. Can you unmute yourself?
Hey, that's the first time that I've got a face for radio, but not a voice, you know. am I back?
Yeah.
Well, going back to that thing, that there really is a real need for us to do some more of the roads. We increased our mill by 1 mill last year to do roads. We have plans for them. Sometimes we just slow in the execution. And as my compadres probably know, I bring it up frequently that we would be better off bonding it and having 40% paid by the power plant right now than waiting so we have all the money in the thing and end up paying that extra 40% plus appreciation, inflation right now for oil and gas, which means asphalt and all the heavy equipment. And I invite citizens to talk to the other commissioners about that kind of position. They know I bring it up all the time. It makes sense for people to pay it over 15 years if they're going to use it for 15 years. We have not done a very good job of that.
All right. Stephen, do you have anything else besides the solar things that you're working on in your office at the moment?
Just kind of the usual stuff. You know, there's always, as we've talked about, there's always growth going on in that Green Valley area and, you know, the St. George area. You know, last year we did more single family houses in the Green Valley area alone than the rest of the city of Manhattan did combined. And so that is, like you said, that's a major growth engine. That's something that we're dealing with all the time. That's kind of just, for us, that's our baseline. You know we're going to have rezonings. We know we're going to have plats. We know we're going to have building permits. And then things like the solar farms are just the fun sprinkles on top of that for our job every day. So it's always busy, always a good time.
It's, and I don't know if there's a county like it here. Maybe you're familiar with some other counties that see the kind of growth that we're seeing, on, especially on that side of the county here, from a planning perspective, that's probably pretty unique.
Yeah, we're one of, you know, there's only maybe four or five counties in the whole state who issue more permits than Pott County does on a yearly basis.
They're big.
Not necessarily cities, you know, obviously Overland Park and Olathe, mm-hmm. and those places, they issue way more. But in terms of just counties, unincorporated areas, very, very few issue more permits than we do on a yearly basis. So it's a unique challenge. It makes it difficult to, you know, planners, whenever they run out of ideas, they often just steal from other counties. And when you're a semi-unique county in the state, it makes it hard to look at what other counties are doing, because nobody's really doing the same things you're doing. So
you're kind of setting the bar.
Well, don't put that pressure on me, Brandon. But yeah, we're trying to do the best we can, you know, with what we got. And I think it's going well.
All right. Very good.
Yes. And I would add, Brandon, that over at St. Mary's, if you have not gone through St. Mary's and taken Second Street up to the cathedral, that's going to bring population to that side. There is probably not as much growth as here, but it is growing, and it will continue to grow based on that, especially as the coastline cities have become more liberal and lawless, I'll use that word, that yeah. There are people that are coming there that are coming because they want to have a kind of a quality of life that comes in the center of the country. And I don't know how we predict that. It's bringing in business, and it's the town of, if you have not driven through St. Mary's, it's upgraded its main street, and it's impressive in the 6 years that I've watched, 7 years, I guess.
Yep. Yeah,
so that makes a difference too.
If you haven't taken a look at that new church, drive up, like Dee said, drive up Second Street and take a peek. It is something else, something to behold for sure.
If you look to the top of the hill when you drive into town from the west, you can see it. You don't realize.
Just towering over everything.
Yeah. I haven't been up by the church yet. I've driven through the town a few times here, because that's when I go to Topeka, the way I like to go, Highway 24, right across. I don't like to use the interstate unless I have to, if I'm in a hurry. But Highway 24 is the way to go. So I'll have to do that. I'll have to make a trip out there and check that out. We're talking again with Stephen Metzger, Dee McKee here from Pottawatomie County. Segment number 4 on the way next after this on News Radio KMAN.